If you're the sort of person who thought Who Framed Roger Rabbit with its mix of tunes and real actors was pretty neat, then the Crossroads Repertory Theater's The Servant of Two Masters, in the spirit of Commedia dell'arte with its silly masks and colorful costumes, is just the thing for you. Things begin innocently enough at the new theater on the IU campus with wedding plans, masked with a bulbous nose as Il Dottore is the substantial Chuck Schutt, masked with a bit more of a sharp beak is Pantalone, the diminutive Charles Adams. The two fathers are happily anticipating an upcoming marriage to unite their families. The affianced are Il Dottore's unmasked son, Silvio Samphain, and the equally unmasked Ashley Jean Wolfe as Clarice, the daughter of Pantalone. The two are very much in love and more than ready for the bond. The masked Eddie Urish plays Brighella, the wily innkeeper who's looking forward to hosting those festivities. All's well until a masked Brandon Wentz appears as Truffaldino. He's the servant of the play's title, but at the moment only the servant of one master, Signor Rasponi. The shocked confusion as Clarice has been in a forced alliance with Rasponi that ended only with reports of his death in a duel. When Rasponi finally appears, it's the cross-dressing Carolyn Conover. She's Beatrice, the slain signor's sister, exercising a bit of early women's liberation by borrowing her brother's identity and male attire to travel and to settle their estate. Pantalone says that he must keep his word that Clarice shall marry the signor, and a pall hangs over the lovers. Next to arrive is Beatrice's real love, Florindo Graham Emmons. He's on the run because he, in fact, did kill Signor Rasponi. Looking around for help, Florindo hires Truffaldino, and indeed the hapless servant is now the servant of two masters. Mishaps, haps, misplaced letters, coincidences, and minor catastrophes all occur. In one amazing scene, poor Truffaldino, with Brighella the innkeeper, endeavor to feed many banquets to both of the masters at the same time. Soup arrives before and after the main dish. Main dishes are swapped back and forth. It's quite a mess. Eventually, everything is sorted out. Silvio and Clarice and Beatrice and Florindo are to be married. Just for a bit extra, Truffaldino is to wed the feisty maid Smeraldina, Ariana Cohen, and all dance to that tune played by the show's accompanist, mandolin player Solly Burton. The Crossroads Repertory Theater's production of The Servant of Two Masters had Sunday afternoon's audience laughing in all the right spots with plenty of on- and offstage clowning and gags. Kudos go to Charles Evans's old Pantalone. When he took off his mask, I was actually surprised to find a young man under the guise of the old geezer. Brandon Wentz was an energetic farceur as Truffaldino. Samantha Hayes was a charmer as the singing gondolier. Imaginative set design is by Dana Harrell. Claire Hummel was responsible for the colorful and varied costumes. Overall direction is by the theater's producing artistic director, Arthur Feinsod. The Servant of Two Masters by Goldoni enters the repertory for two more performances on the 24th and the 27th. At the theater for you, I'm George Walker.